From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We've been hearing of the increase in RF crud, man-made noise, around population centres, which is affecting radio users from hobbyists to the US Coast Guard. It seems there is either an inability or a lack of will to crack down on the importation of substandard electronics, even that stuff bearing type approval labels and C-TIC stickers. And this is occurring around the planet. One of the more recent innovations to the technology we use is the software-defined radio. And apart from offering decoding of so many forms of transmission, it can also allow the development of radios that are versatile across modes and frequencies, and in the first responder range, are field programmable. Put these facts together and we are witnessing a growth of SDR receivers connected to the internet. Yes, we have transceivers which allow remote operation via internet connection, but more people are buying these receivers and citing them as well as engineering them for the least amount of electrical noise. Then they place the receivers on a network which allows SWL and amateur operators to log in and use them. There are operators who are plagued with high noise levels, some coming from their NBN connections, who now transmit from home and use a remote receiver for the return signal. Sort of a workaround when you don't get a proper response from the body charged with protecting primary users. Now, this got me to thinking that many clubs are looking for projects to both engage members and also help in improving operations of members. When you think about it, a receiver doesn't need much power to run and internet charges are reducing, so a site with electricity, internet, connection and an antenna are basic requirements. The project can be a learning exercise around the SDR technology, and probably some worthwhile time can be spent learning about using CMCs or common mode chokes and power supply filtering to get the quietest installation. It appears that the Southern Hemisphere has produced one of the favoured SDR receivers for online HF use, the Kiwi SDR at kiwisdr.com, a device that is being enjoyed by enthusiasts around the world. As the months warm up, the fundraising sausage sizzles at the major hardware store can raise enough money to pay for the setup of one of these devices in one day. How about doing a bit of research? Log on to some of these online receivers and try them out, and then talk it over in your club. And for listeners, these are a great way to follow your favourite radio activities when the bands are sluggish, or if you want to learn more of what transmitting amateurs get up to. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.